Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome in. Morning. Happy Tuesday. Well, I'm saying good morning because when they hear these...
You're right. I always forget.
Yes, you're like real time in it, and I'm just doing it for when they listen. Like when I say happy Tuesday, but it's a Monday or a Sunday.
You know, I just always live in the moment.
You do, but I'm trying to plan ahead.
Good for you.
You know, I'm trying
Somebody needs to.
Yeah. It's usually, actually, sometimes I plan ahead, but sometimes I just wing it. Whatever. Good morning. Happy morning. Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, I was at a wedding this weekend. I just was telling Wendy all about that. That was, interesting. The poor bride had some cows mewing. They're not cats.
Not mewing.
They're mewing, mooing the whole time.
Maybe they're cows that identify as a cat. And so they're like, mew.
Then we should respect that.
Oh my God. Maybe they're really extra cows and they're like, mew. Mew groans.
Homosexual mews.
Mew. They're sensual cows.
Oh God. Yeah.
Either way, they were mooing and that's not great.
They were.
We don't love that.
Where were you? Did you go to the fair or the pumpkin patch?
No, we did the pumpkin patch yesterday. Yes, we had so much fun. We do it every year. We go to Naylor Family Farms. I almost don't even want to say it because it gets bigger and bigger every year. And sometimes parking is a nightmare, but it's so much fun. They've added so many things to it, which is so cute to see it grow. It's a little family owned. It's out there in that Fuquay Varina.
Fuquay Varina.
Yeah, Varina.
That's what Robbie's family calls it. What was I going to say? Oh, on the last episode, we said we were going to do our Halloween episode. And then we realized that would be silly because next Tuesday, is Halloween. So why don't we just do it then?
That just keeps it right on brand.
And then it can be extra spooky.
Well, the vibe will be right.
Right.
Like it will pass the vibe check. Because it's Halloween, so...
It will. So let's do our spotlight moment, and then we can...
Divulge.
Yes. Okay, so this week's spotlight moment. I used to have drinking issues that I spent years fixing, and for about 2 years have gotten myself to a good spot to control with it. I don't have many friends, and I'm really strict with myself, really focused on my career, health, and bettering myself. I had a work event on Thursday where I did my normal thing before a night, made sure I didn't drink before, only had wine, nothing too hard, and tried to maintain a pace with others. Unfortunately, I just got diagnosed with celiac, and none of the food was okay for me to eat, so I drank more than I should have. I even at one point switched to water because I had realized I was drinking too much, and I don't remember leaving. And the last hour is really blurry. I made friends with this girl who I left with to go back to her place to then Uber from there since it was closer and ended up leaving and getting lost downtown and having to call my mom. I was definitely blacked out by that point. I'm so scared that I embarrassed myself somehow and it's really taken me back to how this used to be my old way. And I'm so upset that I've grown so much since this and put so much work into myself and ultimately was just so nervous and was drinking to compensate and was just talking way too much. My mom works at the same company, and I'd be so sad if I somehow embarrassed her too. I don't drink at all these days. Like this was just a special event. I probably drink one drink a month. Plus I wasn't eating. I just want to mentally feel better and have been beating myself up all weekend. I'm not going to drink again, like I said, and I don't normally drink anyways. I just want to feel better and hope that my career isn't impacted at all.
That's tough. I think the emotional burden that you carry. Wait, is she's not asking if she's the asshole. She's just asking for advice.
She's just venting.
Yeah, venting. Girlfriend, it happens. As long as you're aware, which you obviously are, if you're aware and you don't want it to be, just remember next time how you felt right now. That's what I always do. If I always mess up or like misstep in something, I'm always like, okay, remember how you felt right now so you don't do it again. Because we've all made like decisions that we're like, oh crap, I shouldn't have done that.
Anxiety is a real thing. Totally. So a lot of times I think we project, like we make things seem worse than they actually were in our heads because we don't have like a clear memory of everything.
And that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Your mind wanders. Listen, I'm sure you're disappointed in yourself because you've put so much work into like bettering yourself and getting those bad habits under control. But
the fact that you feel the way you do says everything about how far you've come.
Yeah.
That you are like, oh my gosh, like I'm disappointed. And listen, remember how it used to hit when your parents were like, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. And you're like, oh my God. Rather you just be mad at me.
Right.
And you being disappointed in yourself, just remember that. Give yourself a little pep talk and just don't, you know, don't go back into those old ways. Just channel this feeling right now and remember it. Make a note and move on, girl. Because you know what? A, can't change the past. B, we've all done it. We all have a little too much to drink. It happens. But then now you just know like, oh man, I don't want to do this again because this feels terrible.
And I think it seems like she's very hyper aware of herself and her behavior when she's drinking. So I guarantee it's probably so much worse in her head than it is in actuality because she is hyper aware and paying attention to every little thing, whether or not she can remember it. I think you're fine.
I think you're fine too, girl.
Listen.
And if you really need to, ask somebody, ask your friend at the party. And if she doesn't remember, be like, good. No one does.
Yeah, there you go. Problem solved.
Yeah, if nobody remembers, then you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're A-okay, sis.
That's it.
That's it. And that's on that.
And we've all been there.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this app that I found on TikTok, of all places. Shocker. Mm-hmm. And so Wendy and I both downloaded it. And we became connected so that we can ask each other questions and hopefully more funny than not.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, we literally it's just like a
random,
this.
It's like a random question prompt. But you guys loved our like one-on-one episodes, like our 40 questions or whatever. So I thought this would be fun for us. No,
this would be really fun because it's also a surprise for us. It's not like we wrote down the questions. Like it's going to literally.
Right. We've got no idea. You hit
random question because there's obviously like little categories. We're like, let's do random questions. And so we don't even know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Actually, the app is cool. It was annoying when we were trying to set it up because of all the questions it asked to get in there. But now that I'm looking at it, it's actually really cool. You can connect with your people. And when you do that, you like answer questions each day about the other person or about yourself. And it sends it, I guess. I haven't done one yet. I'll have to do it every day.
Yeah, it's so look, you could do it with your friends or you could do it like with like
your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever. Yeah.
Mom, family member, whatever.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
All right. Am I going
what first? Should we do? Like 10 questions each?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. You can go first.
Okay. I just hit random question. All right. Which of these seem most appealing to you? Oh my God. A summer home, a year long vacation, or a yacht and private jet? Explain your answer.
Ooh.
I love that you got a summer home out of all the questions.
Okay. So it's a summer home, a year vacation,
or a yacht slash private jet.
Or a yacht slash private jet. I think a private jet.
Yeah. I mean, it says yacht slash private jet. I'm assuming that's a 2-for-1.
I mean,
if you have a jet, you get a yacht.
Well, okay.
Let's be real.
Well, if it's a 2-for-1, then it's definitely that. My gut, like my knee jerk thing though, was a year long vacation.
Yeah. That sounds real nice.
It sounds,
they all do.
It sounds great, but that doesn't mean that it just means I don't have to work. It doesn't actually take away all my responsibility. And then like, do I still get, is that a paid vacation? See, then I start to spiral and I overthink it. So then I'm like, you know what? If I had a yacht slash jet, then I could work from anywhere in the world. You can work
from home now. So really.
And travel as I please. And I just, you know, but then do I have maintenance?
But you can, like, do you have to get oil changes in the jet? Because I assume that's going to be very expensive. But, like, imagine you're just bebopping on a Tuesday to Maryland or Nantucket, and then you're back home, and you're working the next day from home.
Right.
If like, that's really cool.
If I had no financial obligations to any of these things, then I think I would definitely still pick yacht slash jet.
Perfect.
The 2-for-1.
I love it. I like that. Uh-huh.
Okay. Your first question. Describe a time the two of us really helped each other.
Oh my gosh. I feel like there's been so many. Oh my gosh. You know what one? Spencer?
Oh my God.
I'm going to need you to stop breaking stuff in my house. Okay. You know what pops in my head? And I think about this often. And I hope I don't cry about it because I think about this, I swear on my life, every other week. When I was going to have to put Bailey down and I already had like a girls' night planned and you came to my house with flowers. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I literally think about this all the time. So I had dinner with some of my girlfriends. It was like our annual Christmas dinner. And I had made the decision that Bailey was going to be put down on a Sunday. And so I wanted to cancel my girls' dinner. And everybody was like, no, just go. You need to go. You need to go. And I was like, okay. And I was like, getting ready. And you walked in. And I think about that. I still think about that. Like, I remember being in my room. I was in my closet. And I remember you walking in. And you had like, you printed out a little picture. And I still have the frame. And that's when you really helped me.
Oh my God.
I know. I still can't talk to people. And it's been almost, it'll be 3 years in December that Bailey's been gone. And I still can't talk to people.
Listen, I'm not a real parent. I'm not going to say it's like losing a child, but like losing a pet is a whole.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about it. We've definitely talked about it together. I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but I'm like, there's no strings attached with a pet.
Yeah.
Right? Like the relationship isn't complicated. With people, the relationship is always complicated.
Right.
A pet isn't.
No. And it's, I will say, it's not like losing a child in the sense of like that's part of you. And it's a lot different, but no, that love is like Bailey and Lipstick were with me. I was 18. So it's like such a bond, and that doesn't mean it doesn't hit you and you feel it. Like I'll forever miss them because I think about all these memories with Lipstick. I had her for 13 years and Bailey I had for 16. Like there's no undenying that pets aren't a huge part of your life. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I made decisions based with my dogs in mind a lot of times too. Like even when I was looking for apartments in Florida or like going places, like whatever. But no, I still like, I think about that like a lot. So I appreciate you.
Love you.
I'm just glad we started crying on the first question.
Yeah.
Love this.
It's great. Well, we went from super, super shallow to kind of deep.
We are well-rounded. Mm-hmm. Don't tell us we're not four-dimensional, five-dimensional.
All the D's?
Yeah, all the D's. All right. Random question for Spencer. Reflecting on the past year, when have you been at your happiest?
Ooh. When have I been at my happiest? Probably. Damn. I don't know. That's so hard. Okay. In the beginning of the year, I had made I don't really believe in resolutions, but like a resolve, a word of the year. And it was like peace and progress. And there were several months there, not that I haven't the whole year, but there were several months there where I felt like I really, really embraced that. Mm-hmm. And I had a sense of peace in everything that I did. I didn't let outside stressors get to me and, you know, impact me. And that would probably be it.
Like that's good.
For like a period of time.
Yeah.
I can't pinpoint like one specific, like really happy moment.
That's okay. But it can be a time period. You have a jet and a yacht. You can do whatever you want.
I'm balling. Okay. Let's pull up yours. Okay. What's a perspective that you have on something that you don't feel like that I fully understand?
Oh my God. It's so easy. Religion.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's very fair.
Yeah. It's crazy because when we've talked about it in the past and like whenever we talk about like you having a hard time, like believe in stuff or whatever, cause you're so literal about everything. And I'm like, girlfriend, it's not even like that. But like, for example, this morning, today is actually Sunday, spoiler alert. It's not Tuesday. But like I was just craving like a good message. And so I listened to church this morning and I needed it. And y'all, let me tell you something, at the end of that service, they played a song. I was like crying with my little earbuds in like you just crave it. And I feel like I wish you had that perspective or like needed that. Like I wish you had that craving. Sometimes I just need to hear certain things. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've told you before, I've like texted you privately. Like when we've been talking, I'm like, let me just Google a Bible verse. Cause I always know when I do that, it's going to give me what I need to hear in that moment. And I do believe that. And I wish you had that same type of a relationship perspective in it that you could just like, you know.
Yeah. I don't.
But you're not, it's not like you're close. It's not like you're atheist. It's just perspective I'm not on the
totally. The thing. I don't, there's never going to be a part of me that's like, man, I could really use a Bible verse.
Right.
But I understand, I see the value in it for you.
Yeah.
Because I get the value. I get similar values out of other things.
Right. If you're having a bad day, you're like, let me pop on TikTok.
Right.
What is going to be put on my feed that I need to see today?
My church.
Okay, Maren Morris.
So funny. That's so sick.
No. Oh my God. It's so funny.
Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans that fit every lifestyle. So whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals, Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. Eating well doesn't have to be boring. Feel your best this fall and satisfy your cravings with adventurous eats made nutritious. Discover exciting new flavors with recipes that feature certified organic fruits and vegetables, sustainably sourced seafood, and unique farm-fresh ingredients like tart cherries, truffle zest, and rainbow carrots. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating clean with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. Get dinner on the table during busy weeknights, minus the fuss, with our new four-person kits from Green Market. They provide everything you need for dinner, organized in one convenient kit bag. Think less waste, easier cooking, and easier cleanup. So Green Chef is actually owned by HelloFresh, which yes. We are just huge fans of this concept in general, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Y'all know how we are. We need easy peasy.
We are busy ladies and the, you know, any way that we can.
We're convenience girls. We will pay for convenience and we just need it done for us so we can execute in a good way. And this makes it super easy to do that.
Correct.
Give me all the things. Tell me what to do. I will prepare it. And people are like, wow, yeah. So good. And I can be like, thank you.
Let me save money on bad delivery food and just get better food that I can cook myself at home.
Literally. Sign Fast. Me up. Like, actually sign me up.
Like the other night I made these steak tips. Mm-hmm. So the kit was super easy. It was steak tips, green beans, potato. I had dinner done in 13 minutes. Robbie's like, holy shit.
You're like, yes, I did.
It was great.
He's like, tell your granny her recipe is delicious. Okay. Y'all can go to greenchef.com/60basically and use code 60basically to get 60% off plus free shipping. That is greenchef.com/60basically and use code 60basically and get 60% off plus free shipping. The number one meal kit for eating well. Oh, it's my go.
Yeah.
So confusing. God.
Back and forth is hard.
God, it's really tough with two people. God, imagine a group. Whew. Okay, what is something in your town or city that makes that you haven't explored with your friend yet? Make a plan to experience together in the upcoming weeks or the next time you see each other.
Oh, well, that's fun.
That is fun. What are we going to do?
Okay, what's something that we always talk about doing that we don't do?
Literally everything.
I know. hold on. Can you repeat the question?
I don't think I can because I already closed out of it. Oh, it was something, kidding. What do you want to experience in your town or city that you want to do with your friend? I'm pretty sure that was it. That we're going to do in like the next weeks or next time you see each other, which obviously the next time we see each other is not.
It won't be correct because we see each other all the time.
Right.
We live 4 minutes away.
Right.
I would love to. I'd love to just like do like a fun night out downtown, like get a hotel room, mm-hmm. go out drinking, having fun. I mean, I know that sounds kind of like silly,
but
we never
time.
Get to do stuff like that.
We need, yeah, we got to do that. I'm down. Sign me up. Next time I see you.
Okay.
Sunday, book it up.
Get like dressed up, like look real cute, ooh. Go out to a nice dinner, you know?
Yeah. I'm very down.
Maybe invite some other girls. Yeah. Just go out, like do a thing.
Do a thing.
Okay.
I like that.
Me two. All right. Let's see. Random question here. Man, I feel like I keep getting like tough ones for you.
Great.
What do you tend to get the most anxious or stressed out about during disagreements with me?
Oh,
that says, share. Oh no. Oh, that's after sharing. Just kidding. We're going to skip the extra step.
Okay. So what do I get upset with?
What do you tend to get the most anxious or stressed about during disagreements with me?
Oh my God. I think us like talking about the problem initially before we both like have a chance to process what each other are going to like react and how we're going to say it. You know what I'm saying? Like whenever we've had issues in the past, I don't want to say issues, like whenever we had things in the past that were like, we might not agree on, or an idea, or like a business situation.
Yeah. Like
we've had those moments. Yeah. We've had those moments. And y'all, let me tell you what we do. As you probably are guessing, we cry first, right? Or I'm like trying to be serious, which I'm never serious, but like if I have to be serious, the one time that I'm thinking of, we were sitting at that round table in here and I said to you what I said to you about, I'm not going to say it because we are way past. And you were like, you sat there for a second and looked at me and you started crying. Of course I felt horrible.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yep. And then I felt horrible. And then I got like really anxious that like maybe I said it in a way that like hurt your feelings, but I said it wrong. But I know that I didn't. Like stepping out of the situation, I just said it. But like not knowing how it's going to like land when it first says out, that makes me. And I think that's probably anybody really when you first have a issue or something or that you want to talk to somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, it's that anxiety leading up to it until you like say it real quick and then see how that's going to be. But you tricked me because you looked at me first and then you cried.
Wait, I wasn't supposed to look at you when you were talking to me.
No, you were supposed to be like, oh, okay, well, and then you just stared at me and then you were like,
I think I was probably trying not to cry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. But yeah, you know, it's tough.
It really is hard. Like I give people a lot of, like I'm a confrontational person. Like,
yeah,
in a way, like I'm not like always looking for confrontation. That's not what I mean. But
no.
If there's a conflict or an issue, I'm going to have a panic attack about it, but I'm still going to talk about it.
Well, right. And also I think
bring it up, but that feeling never goes away. Yeah. Until you know how the other person's going to react. And right. I tend to be a little reactive.
No, I think everybody is. I always say though to people, like I'm confrontational. If you ever hear that I said something about you, or if you ever hear whatever, I want you to ask me about it because I am confrontational in that way. Especially if I know I didn't do anything wrong, yeah, confront me about it. Or if I know that I didn't do anything wrong and someone's like, oh yeah, Wendy, blah, blah, blah. If I know I didn't do anything, I'm going to confront you or the source because I want to like nip it before it like gets bigger into something.
Well, I think there's like confrontation where you're looking for a resolve.
Yeah.
Which is the type of confrontation I am. And confrontation where I'm just going to let my feelings out and I don't really care what comes of it. And I think when you're confrontational looking for a resolve, it tends to be more like anxiety inducing because you care what you're going to get back on the other side.
Well, I think the relationship too, right? Like if you're confronting a friend, it's most of the time people are going to take a different approach. If you're confronting, I don't know, a stranger or like an acquaintance that maybe came into the friendship, whatever it is, it's always different because you care about relationships. And if you care, same thing we talked about with Southern Charm last week, if you care about a relationship, it's going to feel different when you confront something and you're going to have a little bit more emotion behind it versus if it's some Joe Schmo that said, oh yeah, so-and-so said something. If you even respond to it, you don't really care what the confrontation ends in.
Right.
Care.
Yeah.
Shut up. Keep my name out your mouth.
Wait, can we talk about them real quick?
I mean, Jada, shut up. Like, shut up.
Did you so you heard the part where they're
been separated?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't.
We've all heard it. Jada won't shut up. Like, yeah.
It's so fucking weird.
It's
and so
weird.
And so that's what she's saying. She was like, that actually confused me or flustered me.
Because he hasn't called me his wife in so long? Right. Shut up. Shut up.
I can't. Like, you're in a different embarrassment.
She is. And then the different, like, she laughed because it showed a different angle. Did you hear my throat?
Yeah. Normally that's me.
Take a page out of your book. No, it showed a different angle of that situation and she giggled about it. So pick your side of the fence, Jada. Psycho. And if she doesn't shut up about like this smear campaign that she's doing with him, like what's the point, first of all? B, it looks like he's so much more like in, or was so much more into her, even from the immediate like get-go.
Oh, yeah.
It showed like the evolution of their relationship and like different public appearances. And she was pulling away from him and like 2 months into their wedding. I'm like, okay, why'd you marry him? She didn't want no wedding. She said that. But whatever. Anyways, she needs to be quiet because it is weird to me to do that. Like to go that hard on your...
She's wacky. And like...
She is wacky.
They have kids. Like, yes, they're adults, but you still have kids. Doesn't matter. Like...
it's a respect thing.
Yeah.
Just respect other people. And she wouldn't want that to happen. And I feel like he's just going to need to do a little interview. Speaking of that, listen, I know we're already off track. Brittany's book is about to be lit on Tuesday when this episode comes out. I understand if y'all don't want to listen to this because we should read her book and talk about it.
We absolutely
We're doing
should.
That. We're doing it.
Yeah.
Because the stuff that I've seen, and I was telling a client the other day, they were like, I just, you know, I don't believe it. You just got to think. I'm like, no, it has to go through legal. She can't just say whatever she wants. Mm-mm. It's her interpretation, but it's true. It's got to be somewhat true. Now, it might be her take on it, which might be like, you know, woohoo.
But
we
like,
don't know.
Like her, like the abortion conversation. Right. If you haven't heard one of the excerpts that's been put out there, you know, leading up to the release of the book is that she and Justin Timberlake, when she was 19, were pregnant and decided to have an abortion. Like that has to be true because she couldn't put that in there. Now,
certain, it's defamation. Yeah. She'd have
certain
to.
Details and things like that.
Yeah.
Don't know. But like the fact that they were pregnant and they had an abortion, there's no getting around that.
That's what I was telling my client. I was like, you can't just say whatever you want about somebody. Now, that being said, she's kind of saying he made her feel like she had to do it or she didn't. Now, that's her interpretation. That's
correct.
That's their conversation that she took away from that. Or about him. She said, you can go ahead and put it in. He said, it's already in. My world collapsed. Stop.
Dying.
Stop right there. I was like, I'm dead. I'm reading this book. I'm reading this book.
But like every time we get more details out like this, my first thought is, I wonder if this is news to Jessica, like Jessica Biel.
Right. Like talking about like coming in, like wrecking shit, man.
Right. I'm like, does Jessica know that he got Brittany pregnant and they had an abortion? Because if he was not forthcoming with that information.
Mm-mm. Mary Camden, Seventh Heaven, would have never been with him.
I just am like, she didn't know, this is like a devastating blow.
Yeah.
After already getting over him cheating on her.
Right. That's what I told my client. I said, he has not. Listen, I like Justin Timberlake. Well, I mean, I don't really know now, but like he's got good music. You know, he's got his little swag. Maybe he has too much swag. Maybe that's the problem. But man, he's really showing out. He's really not measuring up.
Clearly.
Truly. Like
literally not measuring up. There is a video of him and people are like, this man? It's this man?
Because he's always packing in his gray sweatpants.
No, I'm going to show you.
Because people were so mad about that. They were like, Justin's always packing. She's crazy. I'm like, listen, maybe.
No, it's this video of him dancing. Hold on. You guys aren't going to hear much, but I'm going to play it for her.
Oh, no.
It says, someone said Justin Timberlake was done the minute this video went viral.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh. He's been watching too many TikTok dances because them little two-step... buddy. Also, what is he wearing? Why does he look like someone's dad?
The comments are the best.
Yeah.
This is how dad dresses for a night out at Olive Garden.
That's how dad dances too. Cause them little, he really thought he did something on that stage.
For years, they let this man think he had spice until he started trying to do hip hop dances in camping clothes.
He's definitely got a granola bar. Yeah. The Nature Valley crumbly ones.
He bringing awkward back. Someone said, are those orthopedic shoes?
They do look like it. They look like them little rolly ones that used to work on your leg muscles.
Yeah. Someone says, and the crowd goes mild.
Wait, okay. So then, so somebody took the same video. Oh, hold on. Somebody took the same video and made a different version of it.
Yeah, I bet they did. Let me look.
Crying.
DC, check out my khakis.
Good much. Listen, y'all, I know you thought that was a basketball game going, but it's not. It's his little squeakies. We got to save those so we can put those on our stories.
Yeah.
That is...
crying.
Oh, so good. Oh, man. Well, we're reading Britney. That's our book club, y'all, that we don't do. Yeah. We're doing that just unofficially, so don't, like, hold us to anything. But if we do it, great. Yay, surprise. We did it. Whew. All right. Whose turn is it to ask a question?
Yours.
Oh, it's asking me to upgrade. I'm sorry.
For what?
I don't know. Hold on. Oh, I did it. Describe your friend. Wait. Oh, love this. Describe a time your friend really impressed you.
Ooh. Okay. You impress me in like the behind the scenes stuff.
Oh.
Because I feel like you are underestimated a lot of times for how smart you are and like savvy. You laugh, but really, well, listen, yeah. we have stupid moments, but we're smart women,
right?
But I think like when you like take initiative and get shit done,
right,
that always really impresses me.
Oh.
Like with our whole like tax debacle, with like when we did our live show, like when you set your mind to something and you're ready to start kicking ass, you do it. You have got great follow through.
Oh,
and that always
gosh.
Really impresses me.
That's so sweet.
I'm like, thank God I have mom.
Ha. I mean, listen, we've always said we're smarter than we look.
True. I look real dumb.
Same.
Rank your top three priorities in life. Identify which of those you invest the most and least time and effort into. What small step can you take? Oh, just ignore just that last part.
Okay, so list the...
Rank your top three priorities in life and identify which of those you invest the most and least time in.
Oh, God. Priorities, like my kid, my family, our podcast, and my business. I'll put those together because I feel like I try to dedicate, you know, hand in hand. I mean, obviously my hair salon is like my moneymaker.
So work, family, Fisher.
Yeah. Yeah, work, family, Fisher. And then the least amount of time, is that what it asked me too? God, it's asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, what you spend what you invest the most into and what you invest the least into.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I thought I had a moment, but I did not in fact have a moment. I really don't know because I feel like investing the least, I think it's different. Like some weeks I go hard at work. Like last week I did a lot of stuff at work and then I didn't do much here or like vice versa. You know, if I have a slow week at work, then I'll invest a little bit more in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like that. So I don't know. I mean, I think it just depends.
That's fair.
Yeah. These are tough.
An ebb and flow. Yeah. Yes, like some of these are
all right,
real easy, but.
Truly. All right. What is something fun and different you would like to try with your friend? Suggest it. Oh my God. Why does it keep, let me switch. That was basically
I was
the
like,
same.
That's like the same question.
And then it says suggest a time that you could do it. Obviously you're not listening to me. This app doesn't listen. All right. Let's try it again. If you were writing a story where your friend was introduced for the first time as a character. Okay. Let's don't do me in this one. Let's do you. If you were writing a story where you were introduced for the first time as a character, what would that passage say?
Oh my God. This one's really difficult.
So deep.
Wait, okay.
If you were writing a story where you were introduced for the first time as a character, what would that passage say? Ooh. She was a Bravoan bitch who sat on the couch and was not a snitch. Oh, I guess that's a poem.
I mean, a poem could work too. They'd probably describe me as a presence that consumes the room. I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm a big personality. When I walk in the room, everybody is going to notice. They're going to feel it because I'm just there.
I like that. Yeah, everybody should feel it. You gotta walk in like you own the place.
And be like, wow, who's that? It's gonna feel like when we walked into that axe throwing event.
Right. Yeah.
And the two of us were like, oh my God. I don't know. Did we ever talk about that on here? We went to this charity event. This was a few years ago. And when we walked in, like, I think it was the first time we walked in and like a collective place of people like knew who we were.
Yeah, because it was like 3 months into our podcast. It was early. It was 2020. Remember?
And it was so, the two of us were not prepared and so uncomfortable. She and I like retreated to the outside to just like get a moment where people weren't staring at us.
Yeah.
And talking, like whispering about us. It was very strange.
Probably good and bad stuff.
Oh.
All the rumors. Both. All the judgment.
Yeah. I mean, still fun though. I loved it.
For sure. For sure.
Never met a spotlight I didn't like. Right.
We love attention.
Man, you know what? Now it's giving me some repeats for you. Hang on. Let me find a good one that we haven't like essentially.
I do like this app though.
Reminiscing. This is a reminiscing one for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Describe the last time you experienced pure bliss.
Pure bliss. I mean, God, honestly, this is going to sound really corny. You're going to roll your eyes because same, but like yesterday, just taking Fisher to the pumpkin patch with Mike's grandparents. I'm not kidding when I tell y'all, when I got home, I'm always like so thankful that Fisher has them. And I am one of those moms who love to do stuff. And listen, I think it's because I have one kid. So I know not every mom is like this. Y'all, I done signed up. I'm about to be a preschool mom on Monday. Took off work, going, decorating the door with my friend / Quinn, my in-law, Quinn, you know, yeah. My mom, Alex. We're doing the door. We're doing like a Paw Patrol. They're doing a trunk or treat. I'm like, cute. I signed up immediately. I want to be that person. And I love being that mom that's like in the mix of all that, like with my kid. Again, I have one kid. So I think like people, by the time they have three, I'm sure you're like, ugh.
Over it.
Yeah. But like doing stuff like that with Fisher yesterday and like doing it with Papa and Grandma. Like I love that. Like I really, really do. And I'm not kidding. When I'm doing stuff like that, you can't tell me that I'm not rich. You cannot tell me that I don't have endless amounts of cash. You want popcorn? You got popcorn. You want a Gatorade? You can have a Gatorade. Oh, you want a water too? Yeah, you can have a water. Yep.
Bet.
And a hot dog? Yep. We're going to get a... Like, it's so sweet. And like, I'm just so happy like doing those with Fisher. Sure, I'm buying his love and making him a spoiled brat. I'm just kidding. No, he's a good kid and he uses his manners. But I love that. And like yesterday, that's like blissful. And Fisher doesn't have a ton of like, those are his only grandparents besides like my mom and Mimi. Like those are great grandparents technically, but I love that. Makes me feel good.
And he's got a great relationship with them. It's really sweet.
Yeah, he does. Him and Papa are thick as thieves.
Best friends.
And Gigi. It just depends who's gonna do what he wants to do.
I was just gonna say, it depends who's bending to his will.
1,000%. Look, last week at the wedding, Grandma and her best friend took Fisher to the Dollar Tree, and Fisher wanted this little pumpkin head, and it was like a spooky looking one, and they told him no. They bought him the ghost. So they get back home, and I was on the phone with Grandma, and she's like, well, now Papa's on the way back up to Dollar Tree because we wouldn't buy him the pumpkin. So Papa went back up there and bought it with him. I'm like, okay, of course he did.
Suckers. So
yeah, I know. Speaking of suckers, Fisher's been going, sucker, which I love that. But I'm like, you got to stop. That's not cute. Don't say that. All right. What is something that you are grateful for about your friend? Like, these are hard because I'm actually supposed to be answering these for Spencer. So what is something that you are grateful for? Okay, you can't answer that because you would say it about yourself. Or do you want to say what is something you're...
No, it's okay. Skip it.
Okay.
Move on.
What is something about your friend that you wish they'd get... Let's do... they're hard because of the way... Like, I'm actually supposed to be filling this out. And I'm assuming it would send to you each day.
Well, and sometimes, like, these questions, they're, like, longer, like, more thought-out prompts. Where you have to, like, find a resolve within the prompt.
Okay.
A little hard to do in this...
Ooh, this is good.
...forum.
What is one of the funniest moments that you and your friend shared? So what is something really funny?
Well, I mean, literally the first thing that comes to mind is being in the back of that Uber screaming Brussels sprouts over and over. Like that forever will be so funny to me. Oh, man.
I feel like we had so many fun COVID times. Like, we really did.
Yeah. I mean, our karaoke.
That's what I was going to say.
Extravaganzas.
We karaoke'd, y'all. Like, it was like we were on tour and that we had call times. Like,
literally
every
what got
single
us through COVID.
Day. I swear to God, we did it every day.
Just about. There was a long period of time there where we literally did just karaoke every day.
Truly. It was fun. Whatever.
I mean, that was like the, as I said, the Brussels sprouts moment. Like, I can't think of when I've laughed that hard with you. Brussels sprouts. Also, there were many moments in Dallas that yeah. were just
beyond, the damn highways.
Beyond funny.
When we were so lost. or we weren't even lost. We just kept missing our exits.
The damn highways
we knew where we were
in Dallas
and where we weren't.
Are the worst.
They're horrible.
Going through the McDonald's. That was really funny. What did you say to the driver that literally had God. Me screaming and
his name was Richard. I kept giving him $20 bills, remember? And I wanted to get the little homeless guy money out the window. And y'all were like, you literally yeah. cannot do that in the drive-thru.
You said something like, you think I'm funny. Come on. And he was like, no.
Wasn't his name Richard or something?
I don't know.
I swear I have a video of that.
But that whole interaction, man.
That was good.
Hysterical.
That was really good.
All right. What is something you, what is something I could do to better support you as my friend?
What is something you could do? Wait, huh?
What's something that I could do to better support you?
Oh, let me get a ride on that jet. let me borrow that yacht for the weekend. Better support me as a friend. I don't really know. I mean, y'all want me to start some shit or what? I'm just kidding. I really don't know. I feel like we've got a good routine going on right now. You know what? You can help me paint the rest of this wall. That's what you could help me do. Because y'all, I killed it. And I think I went a little thick, like I said. I think I said that last week on the podcast. And you could help me do that. A little makeover.
Yeah. We're going to have to get some...
A little bit
some
more.
And,
oh my God. Yeah, y'all, we were in the clouds. We were in the clouds for sure.
Yeah, that was a little crazy.
All right. List the first 5 words or phrases that come to mind when you think of your friend. Okay. So I'm asking these. Okay, no, it's not going to work. Sorry, I was really trying to make it work. And I'm also getting. All right. If you haven't already, would you ever want to travel internationally with your friend? If you have, what's the next? Okay.
Oh, well.
Would you ever want to go
internationally? But yes.
Duh. We would do Tour de France, Italy, Greece. I'm not really sure what's all over there, but I would hit them all.
Yeah, no. I feel like you're the friend I want to take, like, to tropical places.
I'm down. I'm so there.
Like, I want to do, like, a Turks and Caicos.
Little island vibes. Island
yeah, because, like, I don't think either one of us really want to go anywhere where, like, you know, hiking Swiss Alps or some shit.
See ya.
No thanks. No. But laying on a beach, drinking some margaritas. Yeah, some pina coladas.
When I tell you, we would be living that life.
Yeah. Wow. So yes, I would to the tropical destinations.
Love it.
And I'll be honest, I'm not a cruise girly, but if there was one person I'd pick to go on a cruise with, it would be you.
We would tear that shit up.
Because mm-hmm. you and
Did
I would
say
find
ship a or shit. We would tear that ship up.
Either way.
Yeah.
You and I would find a stage and a microphone and go ham.
Are you kidding me? They have like open mic night. We would literally be employed by Royal Caribbean when we got back.
They'd never get us off.
They wouldn't. They're like, y'all, you cannot. They're like, why? We could just keep switching our names on the list that we can do Wendy and Spencer and then the next one is Spencer and Wendy and then keep confusing them. That's what we'll do.
That would be funny. I like it. No, I'm not doing that. Stupid. It's like give your friend a dare to do this week. Okay, hold on. I'm going to go. I feel like you've been getting lots of like fun, or I mean like serious ones. So I'm going to find you a funny one. Okay. Yeah. If animals could talk, which species would be the rudest?
If animals could talk, what would be the okay. Y'all, I'm going to say what immediately came to my head, and I don't know why, because it's actually a really cute, a koala bear seems like a bitch.
Totally.
Why?
I don't know.
When you asked me that question, and I even tried to push that out of my brain and be like, no, 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 no. But you know a koala's a bitch. And I'm not sure why.
100%. Agreed.
I actually feel kind of bad about that. Should we do one more each or what?
Yeah.
Random? Okay. What is a... this is a good one.
Okay.
What is a conspiracy theory that you believe may actually be true? Don't say aliens. I swear to God. You're going to say aliens.
I mean, aliens aren't even a conspiracy theory because they've been proven.
Y'all, when I tell you, she showed me this crusty little dust mite of an alien and she was like, would you be scared of it? I was like, literally no, because I could kick it. It's so small. It's like a Barbie doll.
It looked like mini I would launch ET. It.
Put an UGG on them, platform UGGs. That thing would be in South Carolina looked, immediately.
Tell me why it looked just like ET though.
I'm which is like get out of here with that. Okay, so conspiracy is the alien thing.
I mean, I'm trying to think.
Okay, let's talk about a recent one really quick. I'm going to put you right on the spot.
Okay.
That little phone dingy thing that like happened recently, you know, when like people were freaking out. I didn't even understand all the conspiracies that were going along with it. But when my clients was telling me one last week, now this was passed nonetheless. So if it activated something in my body, I don't know. But there was like something about like it was going to activate like stuff. I don't even know. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Wait, you're talking about the emergency alert?
Oh, honey.
Okay.
Them conspiracies were wild.
Conspiracies, so to say, that I heard about the, that like alert was, well, that it happened, you know, like days before the terrorist attack of, you know, Hamas on Israel, because they're saying like, there's no way Hamas was in Israel without people knowing that they were there, because it's because Israel's a fortress. Like it's impossible for them to get in, especially with like the Iron Dome. Like it just doesn't happen. So then people were saying they knew that Hamas was there. They knew that there was probably something that was going to happen. And that was why they scheduled the emergency
the dry run.
But
the alert thing. Yeah. Whatever that was.
But that was the only thing that I heard conspiracy wise.
Duh. I sent you one last night. Britney Spears, like homegirl. Do we think that Britney is like legit, not really Britney? When they said that AI has replaced her and then she was like talking, it was so terrifying.
I was wondering.
Is that the drugs talking or is that, I texted it to you.
Yes. No, I watched it. I didn't realize that was like a conspiracy thing, but that's
what they were just saying, that AI has replaced. It said proof that AI has replaced Britney. And then it was showing all the old clips of like,
I missed
talking, you know, how she used to always talk and like her interviews. And then the last one, when I said she's terrifying in the end, she was like, I'm really, what do you think? What do you think? Like, that's how she's talking.
Talking like a weird accent.
What is happening?
No, I don't think Britney's been replaced by AI, like, as a human. Like, I think Britney's alive. I don't think Britney's, like, dead somewhere and we just have this, like, optical illusion of her.
There's so many Britney's conspiracies. Like,
so many. But also, you know, and I don't know because I'm not a doctor, but there's also all this conversation about things that long-term use of lithium can do to you.
Oh my God, right.
People, and which I didn't know, apparently the biggest thing is like her teeth, right? Like she used to have these beautiful, perfect teeth. Yeah. And now her teeth are spread out. Like she's got big gaps. And apparently that is a common side effect for long-term usage of lithium.
Your teeth spread out?
Yes, it impacts your teeth, your mouth, and can totally change them. I didn't know that. And I'm like, okay, well, that makes so much sense then, knowing that she was basically force-fed lithium for years on end.
Right.
That makes sense, because that was one of my biggest things is I'm like, there's no way this is the same person when her teeth are so different.
Right. That is... Oh.
So I think like knowing that and knowing that if it can think about that, like, if it can change your bone structure and your teeth, what is long-term use doing to your brain?
Oh my God.
To softer tissues. Sure.
That is, you know, anything. I feel like brain, any chemical, think about it, any chemical, it doesn't matter. It could be caffeine, it could be lithium, it could be Adderall, it could be anything, any type of thing can screw your brain. So yeah, I don't know. Those conspiracies though, sometimes I'm like, they'd be making too much sense with Brit, but We're going to read a book and we're going to have some clarity.
Yeah.
Or maybe we won't. Maybe we'll all be damn nuts by the end of it. And we'll hate Justin.
Maybe. Maybe we'll all be united in that, you know?
Yeah.
We could use something to unite us now.
Listen, I'm done with him after the little squeaky, that dance. I'm done. No, stop. We don't need to see
so
Justin as a dad. Like, ugh, let me off.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, conspiracy theories, the aliens, probably my go-to. You know what'd be like fun to deep dive some like unsolved true crimes and give our thoughts.
Unsolved mysteries. Mm-hmm.
Because
man, I love that show.
Like one unsolved crime that just, it will haunt me forever and ever is JonBenet.
Me too. Literally me too.
I'll never get over it.
It was her brother.
God, I don't know. I just really don't know. I used to think for years it was the brother, and then he did like an interview like a couple years ago, mm-hmm. and it really solidified it for me. I was like 100% the brother, but there's just so much.
I think it was her family, honestly, but we absolutely let's table this. Let's table this. Cause this would be such a fun episode. Cause I feel some kind of way about these, and we can talk about the Murdoch stuff. We can talk about the Idaho and Utah.
So the JonBenet, mm-hmm. that's one case. And then the other one, which just came to like a resolve.
Natalie Holloway.
Yes.
Wow. I was reading. I remember that.
She and I were exactly the same age. Yep. Like we were both like, she disappeared her senior mm-hmm. year, which was my senior year. And like, did you listen to him confess to what he did?
I read it. I didn't listen to him do it. I read the transcript of it.
I listened to like the recording. Ugh. His voice, for you guys that don't know, Joren Vandersloot was who they suspected of murdering her like years ago. And they just, it's
like 20 years ago.
Yeah. And so even now they weren't able to charge him with their murder. It was like a plea agreement.
Yeah.
So he had to confess what happened as part of his plea agreement to charges against, like, I guess, blackmailing his mom with like the, like he was trying to extort her for money, the whole thing. But in his confession, he talks about exactly what happened. And essentially it boils down to him being 17 and wanting to have sex with her on the beach. Mm-hmm. And she said no, and he murdered her.
Yeah. And you know what? She kneed him in the crotch, as she should have. But then, the details, they're disturbing to read. And also, it pisses me off that the statute of limitations has expired in Aruba and that he can't be charged with her murder. Mm-hmm. There should be no statute of limitations for murder, in my opinion.
Correct.
And it doesn't matter. I also believe, like, if a cop stops you and you murdered somebody and it was for your taillight being broken, I don't give a damn if I had a probable cause to stop you. You damn murdered somebody and I didn't read you your Miranda rights. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Forget Miranda. You murdered somebody.
I know.
Your ass needs to go to jail. But that's how I feel about it. Listen, don't be up in my DMs hollering at me.
I get why the law is the way it is, right? But like the fact that people get off on technicalities and shit like that is, that's hard to
stomach. Especially when it's like proven. Like if someone murdered somebody close to me and they weren't able to be charged because the cop forgot to read a Miranda or like whatever technicality. I don't even know what they all are. That's the only one that comes to mind because like movies and stuff. But if they got off because of that, I'm like, you took someone's life. I'm sorry they didn't read you your rights. Well, you didn't believe in their rights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got me up here sweating. Good thing I put deodorant on.
I hear you.
Anyways.
I hear you.
Well, we have plenty of ideas. Yeah, that one's crazy. And then also Eve Carson. Remember the UNC student? She got murdered too. Like, remember that one? It wasn't unsolved though, but she was at the ATM years ago.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh my gosh. That one was crazy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All right, last one for you.
Okay.
And it's a little lighter.
Okay.
What is one of the funniest or most bizarre dreams that you have ever had?
Funniest or most bizarre? Oh my God. This is since I've known. Remember when I was married to Thomas Rhett and I had that dream so many years ago?
Yeah.
Oh my God, y'all. This dream was like so vivid. And it was our joke for a while.
It took you a minute to pull yourself out of it.
Right. It like truly, because I like him and I like his music and I've seen him in concert and I don't know. And I had just gone to his concert, remember?
Yeah.
And Yeah, I had a dream that I was married to Thomas Rhett, and I just felt very loyal to him for a bit. I was like, man, like me and Thomas, me and TR. Sorry, Lauren. But that was wild.
You could do no wrong. No. Did you see recently his concert where yes, someone had a heart attack?
That man, I swear to you, he done brought the church into his arena. That is so sweet. I just love them. I love him and his wife. I think mm-hmm. they are so pure. And people say that about them. They're like, they are the most real deal, sweetest couples, like genuine. And I believe that about
them. Which
is
exactly who you want good things to happen to.
Absolutely.
You know? You want success for those people.
And then
people.
He posted, he went further than that. And he even posted on his stories. He kept up with the guy and was like, he's going to mm-hmm. be okay. He's recovering in the hospital. I'm like,
so nice.
Imagine.
Like, who's going to do that?
Hardly anyone.
Yeah. I saw a clip of Matt Rife uh-huh. at one of his shows. A girl started having a seizure in the front row, and immediately he stopped the show and
yeah.
got her help. And it's like, that is how performers are supposed to be, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. They humanize themselves by reacting in a way. You never watch someone have a medical emergency and continue. Well, hopefully.
But you hear.
Some people do.
Well, that's just it. You hear about these performers who, like, they just don't pay any attention to what's happening in front of them. And I get, like, there's lights and there's only so much you can see. But, like, you can see enough to know if there's an issue where there's distress. Like, people are going to be making a scene, right?
Yeah.
But it was really
cute. That's good.
It was really cute. He stopped the show. Whatever. They got her medical attention. She's like, I'm so embarrassed, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, can I have a photo with you? And he goes, like, I mean, it's like, of course, like, it's the least I could do. You know, he like helps her on stage. He's like kind of crouched down and she's sitting on the stage and they take a photo and he's like genuinely just very grateful that she's okay.
Yeah.
And he kisses the top of her head and she stops and she looks at him and she's like, Can you do that again so I can get a picture to send my husband?
Oh my God. You know what I would have done to him? I'd be like, I'd be going, like, start, I don't have a heart attack, scare him again and be like, gotcha.
I thought you were
got him.
I thought you were gonna say so you could get some mouth to mouth.
Oh, okay. My mind didn't go there. I was trying to prank the comedian, but you know what? She could have got a little mouth to mouth.
Yeah, a little. And so he was like, yeah, he throws his head back and he laughs. So and he's like, funny. Yes, okay. And then she was like, can you kiss my cheek? And he's like, I can't kiss your cheek, but I will kiss your head.
Oh, look at him being a stand-up guy. Get it?
Like, dumb.
Well, she's full of it today.
Sure, man. Is. Well, I like this. Red. I like these prompts.
Me too. And that app, what's that app called again?
So the app is called like a gape,
I think
what
agape,
it's
not me calling it agape or agape. Like on French. I don't know.
But
I'm going to do it every day. It's going to prompt me at 9 a.m. Did you set your timer?
Yeah. At 9 a.m. But you can connect with, like I said, like anybody in your life. And
be careful. It suggests everyone in your phone book.
Yeah, it does. You might not want to connect with everybody.
Do not.
Select people. All right. Well, we'll be back next week with our spooky episode. And
it's going to be on time and be real scary.
Yeah. And that's it. That's all we got.
All right, y'all. Love ya.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.